KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
KD9TV.
KA9SXH. Hi, Clay. You're loud and clear at my picnic table in New Berlin, Wisconsin. How are you doing? KA9SXH.
How you doing, Terry? Your audio's a little soft, but I got my radio up to 5, so I can hear you. So how you been? It's been a while.
Doing great, Clay. Doing great. And it's been a while. I've been around. I've been out over on Dave's repeater. And pretty quiet there. Had one contact in maybe 3 weeks. Pretty nice contact, though, I got to say that. But quiet. And currently by me, it is also very quiet. We're sitting. No grass cutting. No chainsawing. Currently none of that kind of stuff. And not even any kids playing next door. Maybe they ain't home, I don't know. But quiet day. Back to you.
And aside from traffic going up and down the road, it's fairly quiet today too. There was somebody out cutting the grass, but when you looked over at them while they were cutting, actually looking more like a dust storm being thrown up. Makes me wonder if he even has grass. But he's gone finally, it looks like. The air is cleared. Can't tell he was even out there. Except the size of the dust on the neighbor's windows.
KADAC.
No, none of that here. We've been having a lot of rain. Nothing recently, but we still got enough moisture in the ground to prevent that from happening. Actually, for the most part, our grass is all still real green. I may be cutting by me on maybe on Monday. Backyard, totally ready. Front yard, that dries up a little thicker out there, so not growing as much, but I'll go over that anyway. So summer's progressing, things are growing, things are blooming. Love summer. Okay, 89SXH.
Well, I got my software, my cable from RT Systems today, and I noticed one very interesting detail. It's a better laid out version, more simplified. It's apparently for one radio only, whichever one you bought it for. So the ADS and the software I got will only work on my FT70 and nothing else. That sucks. You think the software would work for multiple radios, which is probably why the interface is so clean. It only does one trip. And the cable, on the other hand, will work with other software. I looked it up, and I used Chirp, and as long as you operate your radio correctly for transmitting and receiving, Chirp works. But I will warn you, the instructions on Chirp is wrong for the FT70. I actually learned how to program my radio with the ADMS, and it has nice, clear instructions. So I jotted that down and used it when I used Chirp, and it worked. It's basically a copy of Chirp, just cleaner. Better laid out. But a little sad I can't use it on all my radios because I do like how clean it is compared to Chirp. But, oh well.
Oh, absolutely, Clay. I agree 100%. I've used RT system stuff for many, many years, and yes, the software works on one radio only, but from my experience and what I've had, it works great, flawlessly, perfect. Every bit as good as the manufacturer's software, if not better. And the cords, yeah, they work on a lot of different radios. I use the RT Systems cord for that program's ICOM, that program's Linko, that program's other radios also. And that also works pretty flawlessly. My DMR radios, though, I use the manufacturer's software. And the provided cable with that is just a standard mini USB. So there is no special cable for that. There's one in the box, but, well, you know how that is. USB mini cable is a USB mini cable. For the most part. And I said that because I do have a tiny MP3 player that needs the cord that it came with, because other cords won't fit, period. The way it plugs into the case, the of course, the USB part works, it plugs in, but it won't go in past the plastic and the size of the plastic part of the plug. So, always something new going on. But, sure, oh yeah, had a lot of experience with that too. That's a fun program to play with. And especially in Linux, you install it manually. Okay, A9SXH.
I had to get the cables for this radio through them. Really, it was the only way to go. But in the future, well, since I got the software, I'll probably use the ADMS since it's there. But it's nice to have, I like the software that does everything. That's kind of one thing that I like about CERT. It'd be nice if they could use suggestions or RT with their ADMS. Incorporate, make the trip a little cleaner, but you know, I like it. They definitely need to update the instructions for the type of radios. Instructions for CERT, because this radio is way wrong. They told me to plug your cable into the data port. That don't work with this radio. You gotta go through the audio port, and you have to press certain buttons. I couldn't find my cable for my bail thing. I had to buy a new one. It cost me more this time than it apparently did last time. And the cable worked, which is good. I bought the exact same cable I bought last time. And it has to have that FTDI disc in it. I bought a cable cheaper, $10, it's orange, and it's supposedly supposed to be driver free and have that, but it didn't work. So I had to send that back. I went through my purchase history and found one I did buy a long time ago. I used that to purchase it again. So now it works. I don't know what happened. My bail thing, the power settings for the channel save were all screwed up. I turned it on and every time I wanted to key up or something, it was on low power. And the only way to fix it was to use the software. Most of you don't remember how to do it without it. So how have you been? Have you fired up your HF radio lately?
No on HF. Currently, not set up. I don't have an HF antenna, actually. I don't have that set up either. But I took that down for a different reason, due to age, and that's going to be new when I do finally get it back up. Anyway, like, daylight's burning. My device is just about out of power here, so I'm going to make this my last transmission. Great hearing you today. You take care. We'll catch you again. This is KA9SXH.
Probably go out to park today and do some more parks on the air FTA 40 meters. I went out last night, but I forgot my string. Apparently, I lost it the night before. I got to get new string so I can maintain the tree. I bought a vertical to replace it. You don't always have a tree. KEHTV 73 KA9SXH. Enjoy the weather.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KADAC, they monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, start in traffic, monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KACB calling anyone.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.